SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it here. Good times on the grid, no doubt about it. Hour number two officially underway. Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network, 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved here in hour number two. Finding out where JP is going today with his prop, which is a points, rebounds, and assist prop here. Now, when you think points, rebounds, and assists, who usually comes to mind at that point? Nikola Jokic?
Nikola Jokic.
Jimmy Butler? Yeah,
that would be...
Like, that feels like that's who the two guys would be, though, right? You know what I mean? So if we go here, let's see. Points, rebounds, assists. I'm sure it's astronomical. I didn't even take a look here at what we're dealing with on Nikola Jokic. 51.5. Jimmy Butler is 40.5. Jamal Murray, 36.5, which isn't a bad one. Like, Murray's got the ability to heat up and get in the high 20s. That's not a bad one. Bam Adebayo, you'd just be crazy to do it because guy's destined for three rebounds tonight and crushing you. Maybe the easiest bet on the board, AG, 21.5. Could be easy there. Lowry, 14.5. You know he can get rebounds in his. You know what? You liked Kyle Lowry this morning, didn't you? As your guy. What was it?
Yes,
it
did.
It was rebounds and assists?
Correct. Over 6.5 rebounds plus assists. Best bet for me in today's game. Yeah.
That's not a bad. That's really not a bad one at 14.5. The reason being is, I saw the last line. I think it was like 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 assists, or 7 rebounds, whatever he had. Throwing a couple points, and right. You got that. And you figure that being a veteran guard, he's going to play into it. It's not a bad one. I don't know if he's going that far down the ladder, though. I think he's staying superstar, though. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, and just to comment, like the reason I don't have Kyle's points involved there is those just have not been as solid. That portion of his workload has been far more kind of up and down throughout this postseason. He's certainly capable, right, of going out there, hitting a couple threes, but I have nothing to do with that. The Jamal Murray one, he's gone over that number in 6 out of 8 home playoff games far. So Jamal Murray would make plenty of sense here. I don't have a great read on JP in terms of how he's going to approach this series, but I'll say Jamal Murray since I can at least back that up with some kind of recent trends and how he's been performing.
Let's see here. He can't be going Bam. He can't. I don't think he's going that.
I want to bet Bam's points, but you're not getting a lot of value on the Bam prop. Like, I want to bet his over, though, Donnie.
No, I'm just going to, if we're going points, rebounds, and assists, Jokic is the first name that pops up. 51.5 is ridiculous. I'll still go that route. Joker.
Yeah, JP. 51.5 is ridiculous. What's going
on? Oh, how about that?
Wow. Now, wait, does that count as Donnie getting it right?
I think
or
it counts.
What's even the story there?
Because, you know, I actually didn't even like give an official over. Right. Yeah, I actually didn't even give an official over or under, though, so I think I get credit for this one.
Yeah, we
I just said 51.5 is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you don't even
have
to do that. Stop.
What did he say? I didn't even hear what he said.
JP doesn't know how to rewind the tape, so no way he checks on that.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Huh? Oh, Mike. Hold on. So is it just far too much there for you, JP? Just one of those columns he's going to have to disappoint.
Could be blowout
proof. Should be all good by you.
My thinking here is a lot of talk has been around how small the Heat's lineups are that they bring out on the floor. But
yes.
I mean, Spoelstra's been dealing with like these lineups that he finds a way to limit what you want to do, like just chasing Celtics three-pointers off the line. I think he's going to find a way to limit some of these Jokic assist numbers and rebounds tonight.
Okay. All right. My worry with Jokic is his ability to make up for it all in one category. Like, I do think you need to avoid the big scoring night, right? Kind of, if he gets to, and I know this is obviously a part of your breakdown, but if he does have a big scoring night, 35 points, you're probably going to be losing that bet there. So I think it always starts with the points whenever you're doing points, rebounds, and assists.
All right. There you go. I'm telling you, I'm feeling Jamal Murray tonight. I really am. And by the way, that odds boost today, FanDuel Sportsbook, Denver Nuggets to win.
Yeah, what
which,
is
again, they're favored by 9 points.
No.
Jamal Murray to score 25 or more. And Michael Porter Jr. to drop 3 threes. Plus 300.
That's a terrible boost.
I don't know. What? I'm digging it. I think you could pencil Jamal Murray in the 25 points and go and away you go.
Well, his prop is 25 and a half, Donnie.
I think you are getting this. I like Jamal Murray. I think he's actually going to get into the high 20s. I do. I think this prop just says Michael Porter to make 3 threes tonight at a 3-to-1 price. That's what I'm thinking.
So you're dead set on Denver winning the game? Because that's not the song you were singing this morning.
No, I think there's a chance that the Miami Heat can win this game. But also, I wouldn't be taking a money line wager. I would take the 9 points because there's a good chance that they can still lose this game and stay close. I'm more confident in the Heat covering than winning, which most people would say, well, that's stupid, Donnie. Of course you are. No. Hear me out on this. You know, the Miami Heat are a team that, they can't win. They're down to double digits. They're on the road. No, they win in those situations. I'm just looking at the being honest. I do think Denver's the better team. I think Denver's going to win. You had a great breakdown this morning that says, okay, yeah, Denver swept the Lakers, but it wasn't a 120 to 100 four straight games. In the fourth quarter, they were down and losing. Minutes left, seconds left in the game. Tie game, 1 point game. They were able to pull those games out. I just see myself as saying, I technically would be surprised if the Denver Nuggets just ran away and blasted the Heat in this game. There's going to be a chance that you might see second half, hey, look at this man, he got the lead, wow. And then the Nuggets do what they do and have done against the Lakers and all playoff long, win some of these close games. I like that, I do. So when I see the Denver Nuggets to win, I'm not worried about that in the actual bets that I do have today. Dirt McGirt, my guy, plus one after six. He's actually tied with Zagala here. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
But I'm saying we may not have to go home and do it either.
All right. Back at it here. Maybe some good news on the horizon. As we like to say here on the radio, the time card is always clicking here, even if you're on or off. So we'll see if that happens here a little bit later. But let's have some fun and get into it with the NBA Finals. -9, total of 219. Just broke down a odds boost here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, which I like. Kevin doesn't like it. How about this one, though?
I do not.
Now, the difference between the two sports books, FanDuel and DraftKings, the odds boost on FanDuel, you can bet $50, only $25 on DraftKings, which usually means you actually get a better deal on DraftKings because the reason why they're limiting you to $25 is, hey, look, man, we're going to give away free money. We just can't give away that much free money is the way it feels. This one seems pretty solid. Plus 100 boost. Jokic to get 25, Butler to get 20. No matter who wins the game,
that's
just those
two
guys. That is a solid boost.
Very solid. Yeah, I like that.
Let me hit the opt-in.
I think I could see myself involved with that as well. It seems like you don't get as angry these days with the DraftKings opt-in. I guess you're just used to it at this point.
Well, they make it easy at times to say it. Like, I'll go on there. Like, I'm not really looking for too much. So it usually pops up now when I hit, like, the NBA tab. Where like, the NFL has so many prop bets for the weekend. Like, I don't even really look at DraftKings. It just annoys me. I'm so used to the face of FanDuel and how to get through it and find, like, some of those hard bets. Because every day, like, I'll post a bet and I'll get somebody on Twitter that goes, hey, man, I can't actually find that. And I feel you guys on that. Like, to me, it's like, oh, you know, you just hit this button, you go down here and you find it. Well, any other sports book, you tell me, like, hey, Donnie, got this on MGM. It's like, yeah, well, I'm not even going to look for it. Like, even though it looks like it's free money, I'm not even going to take the time to look for it because I'm just angry at the whole sentiment that I got to push buttons and I got to opt in. And also, the thing I do love about this, is it this hard? Like, you're all, put it this way, Kevin. You go to the grocery store. You have a telephone number that you punch in because it gives you, like, you know, if there's something on sale, it comes right up. Why is that not the case on these books? Like, are they just looking for you to not take advantage and you have to put in the hard work? Like, what's so hard about me going, okay, I press the Miami Heat down for +9. And as before I go to wager on it and click like the okay, there's the box below. Check this box for a 50% profit boost here because you qualify. Done. Like, why would I have to go look and opt in and then go back? Why can't it just be there for me?
The thing that, like, they're the same game parlay opt-ins on DK, I find very confusing. Those are the real puzzling ones, in my estimation. But can I get into some of these DK props for the people?
Yes.
Do we have the space?
Where to even find them? That's the whole point. Yeah.
Listen, you know what? This actually, here's the answer. Let me pull it up to find it myself, okay?
Go ahead.
So it's, because honestly, it's not that simple. Under NBA, you know, it says game lines, quick SGP, and then NBA finals.
Correct.
It's kind of that third one there. So you click on NBA finals, and then you got to start scrolling through. And I have something in the points per game market, assists per game market, and threes made per game market. I've got a bet in each of those. All right? So, I know. Just bear with me, people here. All right? Hopefully. Look, this is all worth it if these end up being good wagers.
All right.
So, my absolute favorite. I'm going to start with my favorite one just to get the best out of the way. I think you'll love this one, Donnie.
Okay.
Aaron Gordon, 11.7 points per game. Okay? Now.
Where are we at? Now, which tab is this one? Give me the tab so I can just look at it.
PPG. He's the first guy.
So there's a PPG tab.
Under NBA Finals, you have to scroll through. Yeah. No, it says PPG. Like, you have to keep scrolling through.
There we go.
Champion.
The second
player milestones.
There we go.
Yes,
okay.
Yep. Second
okay.
line.
All right, there we go.
And you get the points per game. All right? And if you notice, again, the market's a little more robust over here. On DraftKings, all right? Mm-hmm. I've got Aaron Gordon, Donnie, checking in here at 11.7, which is a stunning number to me, okay? Each of the first three series over this number, right? Mm-hmm. But he's not necessarily flying over it. That's fine because his efficiency has dropped off from the regular season, which means that if he can get back to himself, which is shooting 55% from the floor, he is going to smoke this number. Because where he's lacking in efficiency, he is playing 5 extra minutes per game, which, as you're aware of, is a monster difference now come playoff time. This is a guy that averaged 16 points per game in the regular season. His points prop in game one is 12.5. So you're still above 11, you know, you need him to average 12 a night, right? That's probably what it's going to come down to. That's still under the prop, which is absolutely fantastic. And the big thing for me with that 35-minute marker, which is what he's averaging for the postseason, Donnie, he had 11 games in the regular season where he played 35 or more minutes. In more than half of those, he scored 25 or more points. When you have a prop like this and you're betting for series long, you only need one big game. I get one game where Aaron Gordon scores 20, which he did once against the Lakers and once against the Suns, and this bet is essentially all but cashed. Points per game, Aaron Gordon over 11.7. It's my favorite of the bunch.
Ah, there you go. Now, anybody else piquing your attention there in that market?
Yeah, so
Jimmy Butler, 27.5, Jokic, 27. Actually, Jokic and Butler, same exact number here. Interesting.
They are. And I'll let you know, like, I think it might be like, it's 27.8, Donnie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here, like, FanDuel, it was 27.5. Like, you had, again, a hilarious tweet to me where I don't like 29.2, I like 29.3 on, like, a Jason Tatum bet. What that really would amount to, though, is, like, 2 points over the course of the series. But, again, just depending on what direction you're betting in, why not take free, kind of? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's 27.5 over on there. The other two I have, and I'll do these quicker because I'm not on these for nearly as much as I am the Aaron Gordon one. I got Jamal Murray over 5.5 assists per game. This is pretty wild, Donnie. Only once this entire playoffs has he had less than 5 assists. He's had exactly 5 in 15 games 7 times. Which is a ton. But the notion there is, I'm getting 5 assists from him every single game. His assist prop's 5.5. So all I need is that one big game, 7, 8, 9 assists, and it essentially cashes the ticket. So that's what I'm doing with Jamal Murray. And then the Jokic thing, I'm going to look for an under on 1.4 made threes per game. He is shooting 47% from three in the playoffs, which is nonsense. Should not be a thing. Under 1.5 made threes for him is -215. So they don't think he's going to be making multiple threes a game. And here's just a kind of little X's and O's element to it. And I think this makes a lot of sense, right? Because he missed this against Phoenix. He hits it against the Lakers and he hits it against the Timberwolves. Well, the Timberwolves have Rudy Gobert. The Lakers have Anthony Davis. Those are two of the best rim protectors in basketball there, forcing him to be out at that three-point line. Now that he goes back up against a team that doesn't have elite rim protection in the Miami Heat, I think he's way more inside in this series. So I'm going with Jokic under 1.4 made threes per game.
There you go. And by the way, Mark Canha just hit a two-run, two-out home run for the Mets as they now take the lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in the fourth inning, 3-2. By the way, I'm looking at some of these markets on DraftKings, the head-to-head markets, like who scores more points, rebounds, assists, and it's not like, oh, just take this guy. There's actually spreads involved, or you can just take the money line, just like you have, you know, on a regular game basis here. The one that I get a kick out of is points, rebounds, and assists, all markets. You don't get Nikola Jokic matched up with anybody, money line or even a spread, because I guess you can't even quantify him on what would make some sense. But one that did catch a little bit of my attention here, this is for the series. Jamal Murray, -2.5. I'm assuming this is the series here. Jamal Murray, -2.5 three-point shots made against Jimmy Butler, plus two. It has to be this game, right? Is that this game? Is that a single game?
Head-to-head player props?
Head-to-head player prop, yes.
Yeah, that's single game. That's single game. But 2.5 threes is what he's going up against Jimmy.
Interesting.
Oh, no, those are fun markets, Donnie. Those are really fun markets, yeah. You'll like those.
Like points tonight, Jamal Murray -8.5 points. With Bam Adebayo getting 8.5 points. Why is it total 44? Is that combined between the two?
Oh, yeah, combined.
Oh, this is interesting stuff. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to talk about here. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two, talking NBA Finals action here. Should be a good one tonight. A lot of betting options, of course. Let's get you guys caught up in today's Major League Baseball action at 1 o'clock. 3-0 still, the Toronto Blue Jays over the Milwaukee Brewers. That came down the top of the sixth inning. Keep in mind, Blue Jays scored three runs in the bottom of the first inning. There have been no runs since either direction. The Mets just took a 3-2 lead here as we now enter into the top of the fifth inning here with the Phillies batting at the bottom of their lineup. They're down 3-2 to the New York Mets. And the Padres, 3-1 lead over the Miami Marlins. That's the top of the sixth inning with a runner on and nobody out. So we'll see if those games do change. We'll get back to you and keep those updated. But today, we are talking about the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. If we look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, price holding firm here. The Nuggets series price, a -460. The Miami Heat at a +350. And in the game itself tonight, a 9-point spread and a total listed at 219. If we look at the statistics, Kevin, today on the betting markets here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, 72% of the bets coming in spread-wise on the Miami Heat, 63% of the money also coming in on the Miami Heat. I'm not surprised by that with that line.
No, it's a really big line that Miami is more than capable of covering. I actually am a little surprised that it's not closer to 50-50, because I do think people love the idea of this Denver spot, right? Ooh, Miami, seven-game war. They're going to be exhausted and everything of that nature there. I think the number is too big. We've seen the Heat just be so competitive here. These are ignorant numbers. I don't know how else you can frame them, Donnie. Like, is the book just basically saying, listen, we obviously had no idea what we were talking about. Milwaukee sucked, and so did Boston. It's no credit to the Heat somehow when we're putting these lines together. How can that be?
I don't know. And I guess we'll still continue to see if there are the doubters out here for the Miami Heat, because, again, it will show up in spades tonight. The Denver Nuggets win the game 132-111. I told you so. But also, the Miami Heat cover and or win the game. More people go like, yeah, of course they did. They were getting 9 points.
let's play this game quickly here, if you don't mind. What is the series price if the Heat win tonight?
So let's say if the plus
Denver still -200?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a fluke, right? Like, oh,
that's ridiculous.
What a fluke, man. I can't believe that actually happened. No, it's actually happened three straight series. So how much more of a fluke
that's
is going to be
if
happens
like,
a fourth straight time? No, they'll still be marginal dogs. Yes.
If If they win, I know it's tough because you never want to, you know, uber overreact, okay? But if they win tonight, it would essentially signal, oh, this is the same exact thing. It's been all playoff long. We should probably move this line massively. Like, no, pick them.
Yeah.
You're right. It won't. But it should. It should. Like, I can't believe we're going to get to the point again where Denver's going to get to Miami and just be laying five, huh? Like that's just the expectation we have now.
Yeah. By the way, there are ringer boosts here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. They are fun to look at here, but also there is a $25 wager that will give you a 25% odds boost, or excuse me, a profit boost here, which I did take this morning. I went with a plus 165 wager, which is boost to plus 204. That's Michael Porter Jr. and Nikola Jokic to combine for 22 or more rebounds tonight and a Nuggets win tonight in game one. So it's a plus 204. I do think the Nuggets are going to win. I'll be wake up tomorrow morning. I'll be like, man, look at that. They got 26 rebounds and the Nuggets lost. That would surprise me a little bit. I do think the Nuggets win, but also it's not a confidence by saying like, oh, yeah, they're going to blow them out. They're going to blast them. I just feel confident they'll hold home serve tonight. And if they don't, well, Miami's probably got a legitimate chance, but there's a great chance that it is 115-110 final, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And that right there points towards an over, which this morning you certainly sounded confident in your idea that this would be a higher scoring game than that 219 total suggests.
Yes, it will be. My favorite of the day is there's some 218.5s out there. I just look at it myself and say, hey, if the Miami Heat roll in and score under 100 against the Denver Nuggets, tip my cap, be like, I didn't see that coming. Because the Miami Heat, even though they're supposed to be quote-unquote scoring deficient, they didn't show up scoring deficient here in the NBA playoffs so far. And the one thing that we do know is you can play as good a defense as you want. Jokic goes, yeah, watch this. I'm going to get everybody open shots here the entire game. And that's what happens.
Yeah. No, yeah, look, that offense has been out of control, incredible, all postseason long. So that 219, and you know I'm not usually like this. It does look too appetizing, though.
That's really almost
the problem for me.
Like, it's like they don't want it to get to 220. It's like, keep it under there. It's like, ooh, that eye frame looks good.
Exactly. Like, it's one of those things that if they would have had a total at 225, I'm not saying I'd love the over. I'm just saying I wouldn't be like, whoa, what is this number? Where'd they get 225 from? It's like, oh, because Denver's been unstoppable and Miami's been good on offense all playoff. Like, and I do think that answers the question, like, man, why are they so low on the Heat? It's because they just can't wrap their heads around the idea that their offense is going to perform well at any point in the postseason.
Yes, and it was like me. Like, I saw Giannis go down, and I played doctor going like, well, come on, man, he banged his back. I mean, did he break it in half and he's never going to play again? Like, no. And the minute Tyler Herro goes down, it's like, oh, there we go. Jimmy Butler's going to get 25 a game. Bam will get 10, and they barely score 50 for the rest of the playoffs every single game. What an easy win this is going to be for the Milwaukee Bucks. And certainly that wasn't the case. And sometimes I am baffled that the Miami Heat are this fluid on offense because it's a band of misfits to me, undrafted guys that maybe most people don't know, you know, superstar level. Like, oh, yeah, I could pick them out of a lineup. But the cohesion is just there. And if you tell me tonight the number is 219, let's just say 219 even, then the Miami Heat will be in. We're not going to tell you, but they'll be at least at 100 or more tonight. Sign me up all day for that. All day.
Oh, wow. I mean, but that means that you feel pretty good that Denver's going to be like 110 at least kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, do.
That's underneath their team total. But.
And I don't know what their plan is, but sometimes when you just watch sports long enough, you go, you know what makes some sense? Because everybody's playing off the same adage, that it's like Miami played late last night at midnight and is just going to show up in Denver today and play in a game, you know, one NBA Finals. That's not the case. They played Monday. They won. They got on the plane. They got a couple days to relax. Their legs will be okay. I'm actually worried more about the legs for the Miami Heat in game number two than game number one. But if you are trying to be be optimistic. Denver is very good on offense. Denver can get out. I mean, how many times have you seen Jokic get a rebound and basically go blind 75 feet down the court for somebody to a layup? He's unbelievable. And I just think the way that Denver should be playing tonight is, let's push the tempo. They're in elevation. We're rested. We've been here the whole time. Let's see if we can put them to their fitness, I should say, to the test. And I think that's what happens tonight.
Yeah, look, I think it makes a lot of sense. Again, that the over is drawing me as well. I feel like this is going to be one of those games that it's, and this is, I guess, always the case, but boy, does this feel like a live betting basketball game. Who's got it going? And just let's just push forward with that player, right? Where is the game one mismatch going to be? And who's going to be able to up the ante? What are going to be kind of the halftime movement here? Like, if this total drops, right? 204.5, let's just say, because it's a low-scoring first half. I mean, I think I'm going to be all the way in on a live total there and expect these two teams to be able to bounce back, whatever the scenario might look like.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a good game to watch. Like, I'm pretty excited, even though, you know, maybe you could have got a different series, two different teams in here. I do think the matchup is very intriguing, to say the least, because where it's not playing an angle of Kevin, like, hey, man, CNBA Finals, minus 140 to the favorite, plus 120 to the dog, and what's tonight's game? Ooh, Denver by 1.5 points. Like, it looks like it is supposed to be a decided series for one side, but the thing that we like about it is it's not. It's not like, hey, look how lucky Miami got getting here. Like, no, Miami had to go through the gauntlet and actually got here, which started in the play-in round and continued with probably beating the two most talented teams in the NBA on their way to this point, which is pretty incredible.
Again, that is the continually overlooked thing, is that Miami has beat the top two favorites to win the NBA championship. Like, we're doing this revisionist history now. It's like, look, well, we all knew Denver was the best team in the playoffs, and I mean, how is Miami going to compete with them? It's like, I don't know. How did Miami get here? What are we talking about? They didn't play the Knicks, the Bulls, and the Hawks in terms of what their series were to get here. That's not what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. So, should be fun to watch. You want to go over some of these ringer bets here? See if there's any advantageous sides? Because I love these now. It looks like they're all, though.
Yeah, I was like, going to say, you got one team to win. Parlays. I don't like
where
those
are they
to
at?
Win. The popular parlays are like inside.
Are they still up here?
Game wagers. Yeah, there are. Because, and I'm almost worried going into this segment, because I was looking at these this morning up the elevator heading into work.
I
am so interested in thinking that this could be an explosive game from some key guys. So I'm excited to go through these, because
I think you'll like these options. I don't even start at the top. Like, I don't even go like minus 135, minus 110, minus 105. Like, it doesn't even take me there. I go right to the bottom, and usually things just stick out right away. And it's always with Jokic. And it's ridiculous numbers that usually pop up, but we know how crazy Jokic can get. Like, I just see, like, Jamal Murray and Jokic, you get 22 combined assists at plus 950 and go, well, yeah, Nikola's got 15 of them. Like, I'm penciling this guy in for 15 assists tonight and then going from there, knowing that's not usually how it works out. But anytime you put Jokic in one of these bigs, like, yeah, oh, Jokic should combine for 40 rebounds with another guy. Like, yeah. Jokic should get 24 by himself. Look how crazy does that sound.
No, ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous, but that is the – he has that ability to backpack one of those combos.
Yeah.
Very, very, very much so.
Yeah, Jokic and Bam. Bam and Jamal Murray. Yeah, we might have to run one of these up the flagpole here and hope for a big one tonight. We got another big segment coming up, so don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday edition of Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
DRS, I don't hear him. Is he late? Is he late coming back? I mean, we're right here with you. It's Moneyline. Fascinating times. I know. Hear myself in this back. Hold on a minute. Now, I mean, let's just do a check. JP, am I good? Should I keep going?
Let it roll, Kev.
All right. Hi, my man. Look, we're live with you right here in the mix. You love to see it. DRS is going to get a big old explain yourself coming his direction. But then again, maybe I'm throwing him under the bus when I've certainly put him in some interesting spots, no doubt about it. Look, it's NBA Finals. Tonight's game number one. It's the Heat. It's the Nuggets. We know the story. But we've also got the phone lines to get you here. It's only 20 minutes left in our show today, so get those phone calls in while you can. Our main man, Moose, on the line. Moose, talk to the people here. How are we feeling on a Thursday? NBA Finals game one.
I tell you, it's a great Thursday not having to put up with DRS for a couple minutes. Oh, man. K-Dub.
Love where your head's at.
This is a first. Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a three game parlay for you. Okay. All right. Denver Nuggets to trail by 10 points and win the game. Okay. The Heat's going to come out flying tonight, all right? Then Denver's going to settle in.
I like that.
Okay, tie that in with Shohei Ohtani hitting a dinger, all right? Mm-hmm. He hit two last night, all right? And then just for a little icing on top of the cake, the Vegas Golden Knights to win their first in the hockey playoffs. A $10 spot will reward you with $556.15. It's a plus $5,561. So that's a little bit of fun. I think that's a little fun. So,
yeah.
But
no,
anyway,
that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was going to give out a recipe for DRS, but I think I'm going to name it the Ghost Burger.
Well, what are you doing?
The Ghost Burger.
What are you doing over there, Moose? Give me the come on. I was out back cooking there. I thought the show was over. Let's go.
Come on, I thought you were playing hooky out there. So, no, I'm doing a little bit of prime.
I like this.
Prime New York strip tonight. Oh, I'm doing some twice-baked potatoes and some organic broccoli. Okay? So, I'm glad you're back, DRS. Hopefully you're feeling better. They do have medicine. They do have medicine for that.
Yes. Yes. Let's hope, man.
You know, take care of them turkey trots. All right, you guys are great. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Got nervous here. It was interesting. I'm sitting here and, you know, looking at my screen. The Focusrite goes out. I don't know what the deal is here. I hear the comeback. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. And Kev's just talking. And I'm getting texts from people. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. I'm here.
Wait,
my equipment's not okay. Come on.
Yeah. Let's think it into this. So the text you received,
yes.
I'm guessing from JP, it said, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, I enjoy this.
Okay. Let me just say this, okay? This is where, and again, I can go hand up, right? If I'm not here as a segment opens up, right, kind of deal, it's probably not like the most surprising thing that's ever happened, okay?
Yeah.
I don't, like, ever remember starting a segment where you're gone and it's not, like, a big technical issue. But usually there's, like, a warning. So I have to admit, Donnie, after, you know, sitting here laughing with Moose, my mind then go, wait, I hope he's all right. Because that's kind of where your head goes. If Donnie's not here, you go, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. See that?
Okay.
It's the Iron Man, man. Actually, Iron Man effort. No, but here's what happened. Like, when he came back on, you were opening up the segment. So I start talking, but nothing is picking me up. But I don't have my phone. I'm not looking at it. So I see where JP texts me if everything's okay. He said he put me on mute. So when I'm talking, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on here. But when I clicked back, I didn't think it was going to be a big issue because it was like one thing, flip over a switch and turn it back. And I heard the commercial break coming in. And as I start, you were talking as I was coming. It's like, okay, good. Like he must have just like, hey, we're back at it. And it might have been like dead air for I don't even know how long, to be honest. But I started talking and like, Moose, this and that. And it's like, why isn't Kev even answering? Oh, he's just going to go to phone calls now. Okay, so I'll just sit back on the cut and go, yeah, that's what it was. I got a laugh at that. I was like, oh, I'm just, okay.
Yeah.
Am I in? Am I out? I don't even know what's going on. But he said he put me on mute there because when I was talking, I was like, did I switch myself off and I can't hear it? But, oh, well. Happens at that point.
It was because all of a sudden, I think, like, I was getting playback from your thing, and there was, like, an echo. The whole thing was very confusing, but...
No, because I put my headphones down and put them back on, but I must have hit... Do you remember the one time where where you couldn't hear me or, like, a caller was calling? It was something similar to that where I knocked something out, and by the time I got it back in and realized it, I was talking and I was hearing myself, but nothing. What you were probably hearing was the feedback from my headphones, like, of you or JP or a commercial coming through, but I couldn't do anything about it. And then we've clicked on, I was already on mute. So I'm like, oh, I just messed this whole thing up at this point now. So,
man, do you remember?
And then I'm trying to yell at you and you're taking it right to a caller. I'm like, oh, this is really interesting now.
Do you remember when you had like the shrunken voice gimmick? Do you remember that where like you kind of muted yourself all the way in the background there?
That was the one, wasn't it? Like today, yeah. Like, and a caller was, it was, let's say maybe like Chris from Austin was calling in, but I was answering it on, and I think JP was like, well, I had to turn you way up and then way down and way up and then way down because in the basement. No, which one?
There was a time way back when where you can basically turn yourself all the way down, right? But you can still, if you scream at the top of your lungs, can you hear very, very faintly?
Yes. Yeah.
But don't do it.
Oh, that was good, too. That was good, too.
Yeah. So,
Kevin! Like, somebody saying my name back
Yes. Yeah, I was like, what is, am I losing my mind? Like, I thought my parents were, because I was still in the house. I'm like, I thought people were calling my name. Oh, I didn't like that at all. That was, yeah. But it was like someone was screaming from inside a box inside my back pocket. Like, it was absolutely out of control.
We're getting some crickets in the basement here, and then JP is playing cricket noise, and nobody can figure out what actually was going on at that point. I mean, there was some madness on some of these shows as we have, but it is the way it is. So there you go. That was a little technical difficulties coupled by why is nobody hearing me while I'm talking here as I am officially muted by JP, but the show goes on. It's what it is. K-Dub thought he was going to get a roll through and close out the show and have some fun. Now, hear me out on this. Now, what happens if, like, I don't, because usually I'm quick on it, and I didn't think I needed to be, like, I'll text JP or Brian or even you, like, hey, look, I'm having some problems right here. Cover for me. What happens if I don't come back on the show for the next 15 minutes? Like, are we worried about it or just like, oh, he probably lost power at this point, but you lose power, you still got your cell phone.
That's the thing. In terms of filling, you know, like, the space on air, there's no worry, right? But, like, that's an all-time level explain yourself. Like, you're not the kind of person that just vanishes there. So the idea is something's gone tragically wrong. You know what I mean? Like, with no answer? I mean, especially when you had the whole, hey, listen, half my face doesn't work.
Yeah, I think I did a couple segments with Kevin by actually having a seizure live on the air, but just didn't know about it, where I was like, hey, you know what? I need a couple minutes off at this point here. And the reason I remember that is because those darn Boston Celtics. Hey, Kevin, Boston Celtics, game one, -5. That was all I could get out for about 8 minutes.
It was Nets Celtics. It was one of those. It's one of those things. I actually can't tell if I love that story or hate that story because it still bothers me that like you never went to the doctor and your simple thing was like I'll just lay down for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And you're back there. Like, you missed a segment, I think. It's like, come on, dude. Like, you gotta go, pal. You gotta go.
It was like, hey, welcome into Moneyline here in the afternoon, Kevin. Celtics -5. And then you say something, I'd be like, yeah, the game's going to be Celtics -5 again. I was like, man, something's not right here. I can't even put a thought process together right now at this point. Let me go lay down and have Kevin handle something, and I'll come back in and fill in later. Oh, yeah.
But you tried to, like, get me like in the middle of the segment. You're like, hey, take it, and I missed it. And then I looked back at my phone, and you also had wrote to me, are you seeing this? So it was one of – like, you were in desperate need of me to take over, and I had –
oh, my God. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, thanks for leaving me hanging on that, too. I'm like, I got a last gasp effort before I can make it out of here. And like, I don't know what he was doing over there, and like, saw it later. But, man, oh, man, that was one of those asks. Like, just take the lead here. I was like, he's not taking the lead here. I got to keep going. So, okay, let me read the screen on the right-hand side. You know what? I don't even know what those odds are saying here. Hey, Kevin, how about those Celtics again? Finally, the end of a segment. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kevin, I need a couple minutes away here. I'll be right back. Basically what it was. Yeah. But there you go. Yeah. Never a dull moment here on the show. Chris and Austin now on the hotline, 844-843-6879, on a Thursday afternoon. What's good down there?
Kevin Walsh, DRS. It's all good, man. It's hot, man. The summertime is coming, brother. And it's pretty much Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. I was telling JP. Well, I'll start, man. I have the Mets, money line, under 8.5, the Padres. You said it, DRS. That -113, man. I had to jump all over that. And over 7.5 in Miami. Yeah, I pulled all three of those together, man. Four of those together. And, it's going to be pretty nice. Okay, man. So the finals, I'm stoked, you guys, man. And I've been taking in all of the information. And this is where I'm at. I went to a market. And this market, and it says, Nikola Jokic, I hate to tell everybody because it's already moving. Nikola Jokic to outscore Jimmy Butler in every game, plus 2,000. Give me some of that.
Wow.
Give me some of that. I woke up this morning. It went from plus 2,000 to plus 1,800. Matter of fact, I was in the bed, man. That's when I make my best bets, when I'm in the bed the night before. And my wife, she said, what? She said, let me put $50 on that, too. And there then I woke up this morning. Yeah.
Pay some bills.
Is that a good one? You guys
That's
think,
my
Dad?
Wife does the same thing, man. I'm telling you.
What? I want some of that, Daddy. So I said, come on, baby, let's get this. So I woke up this morning, and I look again, and it's at 1,800. You're right, Cassie. Hello? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Killing it.
The wife was pushing the line around last night. I love it.
Right. We're laying in the bed, bro. And I'm like, hey, but this plus 2,000, Nikola Jokic to outscore Jimmy Butler in every game. I really, because Dan's going to be public and everybody's going to jump on it. And it's already moved to plus 1,800. It, from last night to this morning, it went from plus 2,000 to plus 1,800. I'll put another 50 on it. And,
there it is.
I'm excited, man. I don't know where Miami is going to handle Jokic. I just don't know, right? I don't know. It's just like I think Kev was talking about the assist thing and the two bigs, and he didn't hit him, and then the one big he did, or maybe the opposite. But I don't see how they control him, and Jamal is going to fill it up. Now, one thing I do agree with you guys is like the Heat know how to close. The Lakers had problems. The Celtics had problems, but both of these teams know how to close. So if it's close, no one has an advantage, I don't think, right? Because they both got clutch players, and they don't hide from the moment. So, but yeah, man, I've taken plus 9. Yeah, I just couldn't pass up the 9 points and the over 19, 219, and I've heard you guys this morning. And I kind of agree with you guys, so I went ahead and put a few dollars on that. But I'm excited about it, man. I expect a competitive series. Miami is not just going to lay down, but I do have a plus 225 ticket on Denver to win it all. But I just hope for a good competitive series and Jokic to outscore Butler every game.
There you go. Let's see if it happens. I'm looking forward to it tonight. Hey, it is all you need right there, right? I mean, let me tell you something right now. If my wife was firing wagers, like, and I didn't know about it, I don't know if I would be angry or just absolutely impressed by that. And, like, this is why we've been together 15 years. I always knew it.
Oh, my God. That is one of, that's an all-time call right there, man. It's an all-time call.
You tell the wife, hey, want some money tonight? And your wife's like, hold on now. Like, how did I lose my wage? What do you mean you lost your wage? It's like, well, I have an account set up with a couple books here that I fire on a couple things from time to time. That would be really impressive. You know what else is impressive? He's right. The Padres 10, the Marlins 1. My goodness. One final segment before we get you out of here on a Thursday. NBA Finals Game 1 tonight. We'll wrap it up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get after it. Game 1 tonight. Time to get some bets in the door. And by the way, taking a look here, the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, Kevin, in about an hour here. I do think there are some legitimate chance for some player props. Now, it would be quick to get these in 2 minutes, but I can almost guarantee you I'm going to have two guys there, whether it's Christian Walker, Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel, one of those guys, plus 130, plus 150, plus 170, pair two up, get one of those down. It already worked in the first game, which I didn't bet, as Tatis has four RBIs today. But let's get in some picks today. My same game parlay from the morning, Jamal Murray to make 3 3-point shots, Caleb Martin to make 3 or more 3-point shots. That's at a plus 210. But I did also take that profit boost. Michael Porter Jr. and Nikola Jokic to combine for 22 or more rebounds tonight. And a Nuggets win boosted up from 165 to plus 208. So I'm involved there looking for more, but I do think I'm going to have some Major League Baseball sort of to relax and unwind this afternoon. JP, let them know where you're at.
Yeah, let's go. I guess I'll go with my hater pick. I'll go with Jokic under the 51.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
There you go. Joke going under. And K-Dub here with his, what was the name of your parlay this morning?
Set the tone. Set the tone parlay.
Set the tone first quarters. That. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're not worried about that nonsense. Look, here's the deal. Best bet tonight, Kyle Lowry over 6.5 rebounds plus assists. I'm also on Max Strus over 9.5 points. Keeping an eye on Bam's points prop as well as Murray points, rebounds, and assists. But admittedly, I might leave both of those alone as I really want to see how these teams are responding to one another with some of the superstar players. And then again, the series long wagers. Jamal Murray over 5.5 assists. Jokic under 1.4 made threes. And the best one, Aaron Gordon, over 11.7 points per game.
Woo! There we go. All locked and loaded today. Full card, by the way, tomorrow in Major League Baseball. When is the next game? Is it? Oh, yeah, they're doing Sunday. This to us, right? Sunday at 8 o'clock
at
night.
Yeah. You're going
to
hate this. You're going to
hate this. Let me tell you something. NBA, Sunday, 3:30 in the afternoon. You would get ratings you wouldn't believe, but yet you would rather put it on at 8 o'clock and suffer with not having it. But again, the NFL used to give DirecTV the Sunday ticket. Meanwhile, nobody could actually get it from DirecTV, it felt like, but still they did it. That's the way things happen. What a great show today. JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie right side, Kevin Walsh. Tomorrow, we'll be back. Have a good afternoon and cash in some of those tickets. See?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.